Todd Alba is the former chief of staff for Republican Wisconsin Senator Dale Schultz. Alba, however, has quit the Republican Party. Todd Alba joins me now. Todd, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, did this make you cynical, watching this process of putting up rules for elections for whatever reason?
I think it just became more hurtful. Someone who, you know, dedicated their life to a cause for almost 30 years, and to be in a room at one point, a closed Senate Republican caucus here in Wisconsin, where you heard people, not my boss, but others in the room, talking openly about trying to impede someone's constitutional right to vote. And that was largely why I decided to leave the Republican Party.
Now, how did this go? I mean, was it as explicit as, oh, great, so these IDs will keep the African-American voters from getting to the polls? Oh, that's perfect. Well, they're all Democrats, right? I mean, I just wonder, how's the language work?
Not quite. It was not quite that, in your face. It was more along the lines of this was after, for those across the nation who might not be familiar, there was something called Act 10 here in Wisconsin, which our Republican Governor Scott Walker pushed through the Republican legislature to basically break the unions, get rid of all their political clout in the state, and break labor unions. So this was just kind of adding on about a month and a half after that, these voter ID, or as I call them, voter suppression laws. In the closed Senate Republican caucus, Senate President, or then actually she wasn't the Senate President. She is now. She was chair of the Elections Committee for the State Senate. And she got up in the caucus and kind of pounded her fist on the table or her finger and said, look, we have to pass these the bills, because we need to think about what this is going to mean in the college campuses and the neighborhoods around Milwaukee.
Hmm.
Well, that's just code language for, you know, we want to suppress the university vote and the minority vote. And that's when my boss kind of raised his hand and said, look, we need to think about what this really means here, not just to our party, but what we're thinking about doing to people across this state. And that's when then state senator and now United States Congressman Glenn Grothman said, look, what I'm really concerned here about is winning. And we all know the Democrats would do this if they had the chance. So we need to pass this and get it done now.
Hmm.
And that's when my boss left the room, and he told me to stay there and take notes, which I did. But it really sickened me to hear this just obvious attempt to suppress voter rights in the state of Wisconsin. So there was a federal trial that went on. I ended up testifying. That's why I'm naming names now, because I was asked to name names at the federal trial.
David Daley, who we spoke with just a moment ago, says that this is a very intense Republican-inspired campaign. You're right that the Democrats would love to do it, but the Republicans are really outdoing the Democrats on every level at the state election regulation scheme here, wouldn't you say?
I would say that it's more prolific on the Republican side, simply because it's my opinion, as someone who's been in Republican politics or was for 30 years, that it's changed. The platform for Republicans has changed. And what I think they know is they might be, you know, stupid, but they're not idiots. They know that they no longer have a nationally electable platform, that they can do it with the rules that exist. So the only way to win national elections moving forward after this year, I believe, is to change the rules. That's why you heard people talking about gerrymandering, which has become more prolific with computer programs. And now you have these voter suppression tactics to scare people. It's not just what happens at the polls. It's scaring people from going to the polls in and of itself. So I think it is more prolific on the Republican side, not to say that things like gerrymandering don't happen with Democrats as well. But I think the Republicans know their agenda is no longer nationally electable.
It's not get out the vote, it's stay home. We don't want you to vote. Todd Alba is former chief of staff for Republican Senator Dale Schultz, who left the Republican Party over all this. Thank you, Todd.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.